looking for? You wanted the man song, right? The song about the man.
Uh-huh.
This is the man that's from the Silver Mountain, man.
No, I wanted When the Man Comes Around. Come on. Little Johnny Cash. No? All right.
Oh, well, you know.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke.
You already set me up on one.
I did, yeah. We go off on a little tangent there.
So, when I last time I went karaoke,
yeah,
I don't really sing well as myself. I sing well trying to pretend like I'm other people, because for whatever reason, it works better that way.
You got to do an impersonation and then use that impersonation.
Or it might be that my vocal cords seem to work better when that happens. I don't know. I don't know. But I did my entire thing. I would karaoke Madonna songs as if I were Johnny Cash.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a nice little bit.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that one day.
La Isla Bonita. Tropical, the island breeze. Yeah, it's great. It's pretty cool. It's
folks,
fun.
Folks, you're listening to that sweet serenading baritone.
Like the 30, 40 seconds in, it's funny. And then you go, I've got 2 minutes left and I've already committed. Oh, no.
But you're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison. I'm holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Brian's broadcasting live from the Waukesha Studios for the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. Got a couple minutes left here in today's show. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. But Brian, you know, you want to know who the man was in Milwaukee last night?
Who?
It was gorgeous. You can't not be romantic about baseball. Andrew McCutchen getting that walk-off single complete the four-run rally by the Brewers in the bottom of the ninth. I was driving home. I was at the bar. I was watching. It was top of the ninth, 4-1, and I was like, I got to hit the road. I got to head home. And then I get home later,
dude,
and I look at the ESPN update, and the Brewers won. And I was like, what?
Next thing you know, Kirk Gibson's pumping his fist and running around. You got and you're one of the taillights in the background while Kirk Gibson's making history.
I wasn't at the game. I wasn't physically the at the game. I'm going to the game on Sunday.
No, that's fine.
I will see
fine.
The end of the series
that's
on
good.
Sunday.
Give up. That's fine. give up on your team that you so care about.
I needed
about
to get
so
home. It was done. I was, that was done.
It's
but Brian,
fun.
You want to talk sports, so let's talk.
I
a little
do.
Sports
I want to. I want to. I want to palate cleanse here with a little bit of sports here. I play. You play fantasy football. I play fantasy baseball.
Yes.
Would you punch someone in the face or slap them because of a fantasy league?
As I was so upset with them, or is this part of the end of the league year punishment?
Well, what if basically, I basically former Cub Jock Peterson got slapped.
Really?
By Tommy Pham.
Okay.
Because
in fantasy league?
For breaking some rules of the fantasy league, and the problem was is that Mike Trout was the commissioner, and he's a horrible commissioner and didn't step in. And they've slandered Mike Trout. This is a high stakes league too. Think about the money that these guys are throwing around. Jock Peterson has signed for a couple sweet deals the last couple of years, and
this is fantasy baseball.
Fantasy? No. No.
Okay, so these are players playing fantasy football.
Football, I believe.
Okay. Interesting. I have a long-term committed fantasy football league. There's a constitution essentially to the league, and there's a lot of bylaws in there. And so
we have an email chain instead. It works just the same. I think it's just as valid as the Declaration of Independence.
My buddy has this entire website dedicated. There's archives of the league years each year, and it's pretty intense. And it's not necessarily high stakes like that, but it's the highest stakes league that I participate in.
Yeah.
And everybody takes it pretty seriously. And if there was something, if there was bylaws in there that your punishment for breaking some of the rules established by the league was to get slapped or
so
hit
that's
the face.
Thing is, I'm wondering.
I don't know. I don't know. Then it's
because outwardly they're presenting it like no, I really I got upset about it and that's why I slapped him. But I think they're playing it off because if it was.
The punishment states that you have to receive a black eye if you break this rule.
I don't know.
It would be interesting.
That'd be interesting. Now I haven't thought about it that way.
Yeah.
But I guess that's interesting enough. One that happens, and you've heard a bunch of gambling stories from.
The Calvin Ridley one is my favorite because it's almost a palate cleanser on my timelines every now and then because. Calvin Ridley is suspended. Falcons wide receiver, Atlanta Falcons wide receiver, suspended for the whole upcoming year, Brian, because of allegations that he was making bets and wagers on the games that he was potentially participating in.
That's where I'm going.
So he got suspended for the entire year. And now, so my occasionally on my feed, you just see a random video of a route that Calvin Ridley was running after he caught the football, and he's like about to make a breakaway for a touchdown, and just reverses course and runs right back into a defender and is tackled then rather than touchdown. And so you can see him and it's every couple days I get a video that, because people are going now and looking at all the footage from all the games and sharing that out, saying, "Oh yeah, this guy was definitely in deep with sportsbooks."
Think about this: a reputable source from a station I listen to all the time, a reputable source out there, posited that in the next couple of years, you're going to find out that actual NFL players are part of a high stakes, like Michael Jordan level high stakes, actual NFL fantasy football league.
Well,
so the players in the league have
their own league
and have their own league of themselves in their own fantasy league.
Yeah.
Think about how that's going to go down.
It's been joked about on the perimeters.
It's been talked enough that legitimate reporters have said you're going to find out in the next couple of years that has happened.
Yes.
And I would not be surprised.
No, I don't think I'd be surprised either. But I imagine what the coaches are doing in the NFL, though, Brian. We got reports that...
what do you think they're hiding in the John Gruden emails?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not all racism.
The Miami Dolphins owner was telling the head coach then to tank games. And he was going to pay him $100,000 to tank a game.
Yes.
And at the same time, the lead sponsor for the arena down in Miami... or one of the prime, I don't know if they
DraftKings.
No, it's a different gamble. It's a sports betting.
Are they on the Bally's network?
I don't know,
because the Brewers are on the Bally's network.
They are.
But you know what? Let's ban Pete Rose for gambling. Oh, by the way, we're partnering with every single sports.
Caesar Sportsbooks is now your official sponsor to all of these statistics that we're going to give you,
dude. In the middle of NFL games, you have J.B. Smoove talking about Caesar's Palace all the time.
Yeah.
The sports books are becoming regular things. One of the largest Wi-Fi pings in the entire nation is Fort Lee, New Jersey, and a pizzeria there. Do you know why? Because you can cross over state lines and put in sports books, sports gambling. You can put in bets.
Yeah.
From New York, you can go over and ping, because you ping in New Jersey, and this guy's won... Wi-Fi station at this pizzeria has made his pizzeria the most popular place in all of New Jersey.
Oh my gosh.
One of the most pinged Wi-Fi towers in cell towers in all of the country.
It's a nice little palate cleanser heading into the weekend.
And the NFL and Major League Baseball are partnering with it. Wrigley Field is putting a sports book attached to it. And then they're going to go and complain that the players are gambling. And don't get me started on the NBA. My goodness, Kings... and Lakers.
We just had
0-2.
The 20th anniversary. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We'll catch you next week.